Dusty Tomes Audiobooks and Spoken Realms present The Slave in Canada by William Renwick Riddell, read by Joseph Tabler. Preface. When engaged in a certain historical inquiry, I found occasion to examine the magnificent collection of the Canadian Archives at Ottawa, a collection which ought not to be left unexamined by anyone writing on Canada. In that inquiry, I discovered the proceedings in the case of Chloe Cooley, set out in Chapter 5 of the text. This induced me to make further researches on the subject of slavery in Upper Canada. The result was incorporated in a paper, The Slave in Upper Canada, read before the Royal Society of Canada in May 1919, and subsequently published in the Journal of Negro History for October 1919. Some of the fellows of the Royal Society of Canada and the editor of the Journal of Negro History have asked me to expand the paper. The present work is the result. I have spent many happy hours in the Canadian archives and have read all and copied most of the documents referred to in this book, and I cannot omit to thank the officers at Ottawa for their courtesy in forwarding my labor of love in furnishing me with copies, photographic and otherwise, and in unearthing interesting facts. It will not be considered invidious if I mention William Smith, Esquire, ISO, and Miss Smilly, M.A., especially helpful. My thanks are also due to Messrs. Harrington, K.C. of Napanee, F. Landon, M.A. of London, Mrs. Hallam and Mrs. Seymour Horley of Toronto, General Cruikshank of Ottawa, the Very Reverend Dean Raymond of Victoria, as well as to many others of whose labors I have taken advantage. This general acknowledgment will, I trust, be accepted in lieu of special and particular acknowledgment from time to time. The chapter on the Maritime Provinces is almost wholly taken from the Reverend Dr. T. Watson Smith's paper on slavery in Canada in the Nova Scotia Historical Society's collections. Volume 10, Halifax, 1899. William Renwick Riddell, Osgoode Hall, Toronto, February 5, 1920. The Slave in Canada. Chapter 1. Before the Conquest. That slavery existed in Canada before its conquest by Britain in 1759-1760, there can be no doubt, although curiously enough, it has been denied by some historians and essayists. The first Negro slave of which any account is given was brought to Quebec by the English in 1628. He was a young man from Madagascar and was sold.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?